This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
For those facts will come to light.
And so we have a lame duck president who slapped some sanctions on Russia with 22 days left in his presidency. And then you also have two Republicans, Senator John McCain and Lindsey Graham today said, you know what, when the new Congress is in session, we're going to lead the charge to up the sanctions against Russia. Are they premature?
I'm not sure what they know, Eric. I mean, they may be privy to information that we don't know, but I also know that, you know, we're not interested in going to war all over the world either. And so I think having relationships, building relationships, making things better for Americans is something that President-elect Trump believes in. Look, we have a long history with Russia. Ronald Reagan used his relationship with Mikhail Gorbachev, I think, to a great benefit of Americans across the country, ending the Cold War, bringing down the wall in Berlin, and achieving an incredible amount of success by using relationships in order to get things done. And so I think that that's something that we're going to try to do. It's something that President-elect Trump believes in. And quite frankly, it's all about putting America first. And that's right. That's what we want to do, and that's what he wants to do.
Scott, what I don't understand is why everybody's so eager to get into Donald Trump's business. I mean, he's not even in the Oval Office yet, and they're always, you know, checking in and, you know, the mainstream media with all their opinions and ideas. Look it, the man knows about business. This is why America voted him into office. Let him have his reign. I mean, you know, President Obama, if you remember, 8 years ago, said he was willing to meet with anybody without any precondition. That was the door opener to all of America. And then what did he do? He proceeded after he got elected to go out on the apology tour, you know, asking for forgiveness of all of America's sins. I mean, it was like, I don't even know why he didn't have Jeremiah Wright with him. Jeremiah Wright could have gone alongside with him for the trip, you know?
Yeah,
he did in spirit, probably.
The apology tour, but Trump going around and on his thank you tour, that was unbelievable.
Quite the contrast,
yeah,
right?
Unbelievable.
I mean, what does that tell you?
How could he do that?
What does it tell you? But here it is. You got somebody who's a smart guy that's going to go, hey, look, let's talk about this stuff. Okay, we got a clean slate here. How are we going to go forward here to where it's a win-win proposition for us, right?
Well, yeah, and that's the thing is it has to be a win-win situation. War against Russia doesn't benefit anybody. That's not going to benefit anybody.
We don't need superpowers with with nuclear bombs being upset with one another
to the point where you're ready to use that bomb.
No, it's ridiculous.
I don't understand why everybody is so eager for that. Because either you're saying, well, look at him, he's agreeing with Russia, and he's willing to work with Russia. What is he? Is he against us? Well, no. The opposite of that would be against us if he was out there saying that we're going to war with Russia.
Right, exactly.
That doesn't benefit us. That doesn't benefit anybody in the world.
No. No, he's maintaining a calm head, and thank God, Putin as well, because Putin could have easily come back and said, all right, you kick our guys out, we're going to kick your guys out, you know, we're going to go tit for tat. But he stayed in the high ground and invited all the kids over. You know, hey, come on over, check out the palace here.
To his credit, he pretty much said, look, you got 20 days left. I really don't care what you do.
Exactly. Yeah. Yo no tengo tiempo para ti. You don't have time for you. That's what they say. You know, so that's set aside. And basically, that's what the prime minister of Israel said, the same thing as well. Because he knows that at least with Donald Trump, as we said with Dan Perkins, he's going to be welcomed at the front door of the White House, you know, which is a huge difference. And people forget about that. I mean, what did that say in terms of President Obama's sentiment? But yet John Kerry says that they've done more for Israel than any other. I mean, you know, how do you make that statement?
How do you back that up?
What?
He swam in the Dead Sea once.
Yeah, so. and he was, hey, look, the president was at the Western Wall. He was praying, and he was putting a slip in the wall. I guess maybe that gives him some credit. as well. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Thank you for joining us. Happy New Year. We've got more coming up right after this.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
We're always ready, and I'll tell you, we have woken up, and this is critical if we're going to get this country back on track. Welcome. Welcome to the changing and important catalytic event that is taking place in this country, all brought to you in part by one, Donald Trump, and the other part is by we the people. John Whitehead is with us, constitutional attorney, author. He's founder and president of the Rutherford Institute and author of Battlefield America, The War on American People. It is available online at Amazon.com. John Whitehead, always good to have you with us. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. How are you, sir?
Fine, Bill. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, wanted to take a look at 2016. Well, I'll tell you, it has been a most incredible year. Your book, Battlefield America, ties in so much with the warnings, you know, with the eye-opening evidence that America needs to go into 2017 understanding. You write in your column, 2016, the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad year, right?
Yeah, it was a tough year for, if you believe in freedom and civil liberties, you know, I've been in that for 40-some years. I'd say this is the worst I've ever seen. And most people didn't realize that a couple of days ago, Barack Obama, right before Christmas, re-upped the National Defense Authorization Act, which he's done a number of times. That allows the military to come to your door if they think you're an extremist. So that's anybody who criticizes the government, by the way, right, and arrest you. But a new provision was put in. They're setting up a national anti-propaganda center in this country that will be watching all communications for so-called anti-government propaganda. You realize that the greatest people in history, like Thomas Jefferson, you go down the list, people who are alive today speaking out, will be targets of that. And some people are starting to raise the hue and cry and say, what in the world are we doing setting up a cabinet position, by the way, where so-called free speech people will be being watched if they speak out. That would be you, Bill, or me.
Yes, exactly.
Anybody that says anything critical of government, that's considered propaganda, has to be watched. And the most Americans that I go through in this column you talk about don't realize that all homes in America now have threat assessments on them. The government's actually doing, from, they give you a color from green to blue to yellow to orange or red, depending on how your threat level.
Mm-hmm.
And with 80,000 SWAT team raids, when they're going through people's doors in this country, and you know, people are getting shot, they don't have guns or whatever, they're going through in the middle of the night. I mean, if you're out there speaking out against the government, or if you buy a gun, by the way, at Walmart or something illegally guns, your threat assessment goes up higher. You're being watched. And what I see in 2016 and what we're headed to in 2017, it's going to be a nightmare out there if people don't wake up and start getting some of these things changed. But I don't see anybody basically fighting back, and that's the most discouraging thing that I see, Bill.
Yeah, without a doubt, John. I mean, here it is. They talk about not being able to profile people. They're profiling our zip codes and our houses now.
Oh, yeah. They're watching everything you do. I mean, if you bought a gun, your level may be a red automatically. And when the police come to your door, like, they're doing some of the cases we've had where they're at the wrong door and they're saying, we want to talk to so-and-so. people have said they're not in this home. They've gone in the home anyway, pushed people aside, smashed them face down because they're agitated, because there's a threat assessment on that home. They make mistakes. See, we have a Fourth Amendment in this country that says you're supposed to knock on people's door, you're supposed to have a warrant. Well, they're not doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing what they used to do in some of the former regimes that I talk about in Battlefield America, where they just do what they want to do. But with all the information they have on us, and like I show in this commentary, they have, I mean, everything's being watched, all your text messages, and what was, here's another crazy thing was revealed. State police across the country have been using a technology they didn't know from an Israeli company that allows them to go in your home, to go to your laptop or your cell phone. They use a small tablet device and download everything that you've got on your phone. But it bypasses the password. And they can do that under the Patriot Act, which allows them to go and call it sneak and peek searches. And they can go in, and they never tell you that they're there. And listen, you don't have
What happened, John? Wait, hang on just a second. Let's rewind here for just a second. What happened with all that controversy with Apple that they, you know, weren't going to allow the government to be able to get? And that kind of, you know, came and it went away kind of quietly. So you knew something got satisfied here. But you're telling me the technology already exists where they can bypass. Yeah.
You've got to stay up on facts. I'm saying, people, if you're sitting just watching TV all the time or whatever you're doing out there, whatever, you didn't realize that they passed the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act just recently, which allows all groups like Apple, Facebook, to share with the government without getting any kind of trouble, any information that they have on you.
And, of course, Apple didn't do any counter PR release on that, right?
No.
Yeah, they needed to keep...
They want to use it. Yeah, they want to be friends with the government. I mean, Amazon gets their $600 million contract with the CIA to... create an intelligence file for the government, and you have Google getting $1 million grants from the NSA. So they're working with the government already. So what I'm telling people is if you look toward the future, stuff that you're saying or doing out there, it doesn't have to be illegal. All it has to be is something interpreted. And a lot of policemen now are doing mental health assessments on individuals. We had a case in Virginia where a guy.
And these guys are all experts, right? They're suddenly appointed experts on this?
Psychologists think that's crazy, though. It's a 10-hour program, and you become... I mean, a fellow went into the police station. He spurred his speech a little bit. He was on some medication, complaining that his TV set had been hacked into and actually had been, but they arrested him immediately and took him to a mental hospital where he was strip searched, and he did nothing wrong.
So one of these certified 10-hour geniuses talks to him and determines that he's psychotic and he needs to be admitted, right?
And it's automatic. They grab you and you're gone. We had the Brandon Rom case, I think you're familiar with Bill.
Yeah.
Where he was just doing Facebook posts, anti-Obama Facebook posts, and they put him in a mental hospital. We had to file a lawsuit to get him out. And that's under the National Defense Authorization Act, that thing I just told you about, where they can send the military to your door. I mean, he was rushed by the FBI, local police, and different intelligence agencies and pulled out of his home simply for criticizing the government. Listen.
And, John, wait a minute, John, because I want people to understand, when this happens, how long did it take you to get him out?
It took a week of lawsuit, but here's the point. Other people, there's 1.5 million people a year that disappear in the mental hospitals under this kind of action. Police just come grab them.
1.5 million, John?
A year in this country, yes. Here's the thing. His mother called us. She was crying. She called everybody. No one seemed to care about it. And we actually looked into it, and I said, this is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And the word is nuts.
Yes.
And we got a bunch of lawyers, and we got him out of the mental hospital. But most of the people never come out again. But here's the state of our government. And who can change it? The American people can change it. But like I say, if you want to get, you got to give. And give means you gotta do, there's a certain amount of sacrifice that comes with being a patriot. That means getting down to your city council. Listen, you should be writing your congressman now going, why are we setting up an anti-propaganda center to watch us?
Exactly.
Why are you doing that?
Right. Well, you know, if the people are going to sleep through this again and shrug, as Atlas did, once again, you know, where we were at the brink of things right now, we're thinking, I think, with extraordinary expectation that Donald Trump is going to be, you know, the savior and the man on the white horse to save the day.
But the fact of the matter is, John, as we know, as constitutionalists, it's up to we the people. John Whitehead is with us, founder of the Rutherford Institute. We've got more from John as we look back on 2016. Also, we're going to take a look at what's ahead. So stay with us right here at 15 after the top of the hour.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Lord, can you tell me? I'll tell you, if we ever ever needed God's blessing, I'll tell you. You read John Whitehead's book, Battlefield America, and that'll scare you straight. Let me tell you, if you're not already scared, if you're not one of the people that have been affected by these raids, you know that number, 80,000 raids, SWAT raids a year in America? But, see, we don't hear about it because that happens down in another zip code that nobody is talking about, John Whitehead. And because of that, America is asleep. And all the rights that we have within our Constitution, we the people, are just vaporizing right before our eyes.
Yeah, and the problem I'm seeing is, again, I've worked with a lot of local police that raised the hue and cry with me with all the military equipment. And I think under Donald Trump, that's going to increase. It looks like that's the assessment so far with all that they're going to have. But what we're dealing with is also all the federal agencies now have all their own combat units. The Smithsonian Institution, the IRS, all have their own combat units now. Mm-hmm. It's not aimed at, by the way, finding the Russians, the Chinese, the Syrians, or whoever. It's aimed at American citizens. They've increased the number of hollow point bullets they're all carrying. They're carrying hollow point bullets, which are illegal in most international countries. They expand on contact. I mean, John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King were all shot in the head with hollow point bullets. Their heads went off.
Yes.
So that's the kind of arms that so-called American police are running around with. And I had a British journalist look me in the eye when he was talking to me about it. He was interviewing me. He said, John, our Americans crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. And how many people are you seeing at the news, folks? They're arming in many states now. The police are arming drones with tasers, lasers, rubber bullets to fly over crowds. That means protest today. I mean, whether you agree or disagree, you have a right to protest. I mean, people are going to be very nervous about going out in public places and saying that they post, let's say, SWAT teams. You could use it with those lasers flying over there.
Yeah.
They can do anything they want to.
Right, exactly. Well, like you say, mistakes can happen. You know, when we talk about 80,000 SWAT raids, last reading I had regarding, and this was just local police, anytime they attend to a situation where they're pulling out guns, 40% of the time somebody is shot. So I got to imagine with these SWAT raids.
The reason is, and I talked to local police that are in the academies, they say now, they train all police in the worst-case scenario. In other words, and that's why they're all kind of nervous and hyped when they come to people's doors. And we see the cases, we handle them, is because they're taught that, hey, you may be facing this guy, this terrorist, whatever. But the crazy thing is the FBI statistics show that a crime in America, this is citizen-on-citizen, is the lowest in history. Americans are not a violent people. There are some violent people yet.
Yes.
But the problem with innocent people getting shot, over 2,000 people the last year have died in arrests where they're actually arrested by the police.
Mm-hmm.
If they get choked or something happens at the police station or whatever. So these are things that the American people don't hear about. You have to research. You have to go to Rutherford.org to get the facts. But
right.
I would tell people this. Education precedes action.
Exactly.
Read the books are out there. Get the information. Listen to the Bill Martini show. Get your information, and then you can get it changed in your local community. All you have to do is have a Civil Liberties Oversight Board, a local board that overwatches, that looks over SWAT teams and say, hey, don't be doing a SWAT team raid. Go get a warrant.
Right. Well, John, go ahead.
The old man shot at the end of the hallway. You're right. A lot of people get shot in these things. He's at the end of the hallway. They're coming through the door in the middle of the night. He thinks it's burglars. He's got his shoehorn in his hand.
Yeah.
The cops shooting, thinking he has a gun. Now, that's ridiculous. But that happened. Jose Guerrero, the decorated Marine who thought burglars were coming through his home at 3 in the morning, put his wife and kids in the closet, and they fire over 70 times at him. He's standing at the end of his hallway. The only weapon he has is a hunting rifle. And they shot him in his own home. But guess what? They were looking for marijuana in the neighborhood. They didn't find any.
Okay.
But see, that's why we have a Fourth Amendment. Demand in your local communities that the government follow the Constitution, and we would end a lot of these things.
Exactly. Well, John, you say after 3 years of increasingly toxic politics, the ruling oligarchy won and we the people lost, referring to FBI Director James Comey declaring Hillary Clinton's use of private email server to be careless rather than criminal.
Oh, yeah, they do what they want to do. But, you know, I wrote a column on the deep state. People should read that. I mean, an FBI, during all that email stuff with Hillary, an email surfaced where they referred to the Seventh Floor Group or the Deep State Group. They actually referred to it, the FBI, mm-hmm. that exists, and the FBI admits in their email that it runs the government. It's a bunch of super officials that hide underground, seven floors underground in Washington, D.C., and regulate and decide who's going to do this, who's going to be the next presidential candidate, supposedly. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. That mm-hmm. sounds a little far out, but supposedly, I mean, you know, Princeton University did that 2014 study. They looked at 20 years of laws passed in Washington, D.C., and they came to the conclusion that the American voter has no input there. But listen, if you don't have an input there, that's because you're not doing your input. Are you calling and harassing your representatives in Congress? You are the government, by the way. They represent you. When they do something bad in your community, they're representing you unless you say, no, don't do it.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, they'll listen to the American people. We know that. Mm-hmm. If you get enough numbers out there, but I'm warning people, if you go out there these days with picket signs like some of the greats of the past, you're going to be facing drones and the militarized and the militaries in some situations. So watch out. Nonviolence is the key.
Well, the fact of the matter is our founding fathers paid a big price in many cases with their very lives. By comparison, we've got some inconvenience, some would say minor, compared to the lost liberties that are before us and the lost liberties behind us, John. America has to be willing to fight the good fight and want to do something about this if we're really going to hold on to the constitutional principles that we say we believe in.
Young people, I'm just saying out there, think about this. If you have children or grandchildren, they're going to be growing up. Listen, you have a generation of kids in college now called snowflakes that if they hear the wrong word, and it could be Thomas Jefferson, by the way, who is really considered bad on many, they cry. They're buying them cocoa.
Well, John, when we look back at 2016, one of the things you talk about in your article is free speech was dealt one knockout punch after another. And, you know, whether we talk about just free speech in general, freedom of religion, I mean, it was a massacre.
It was a massacre. It's going to get worse with this anti-propagation center set up by Obama that Donald Trump's going to have to point a head to. I mean, you're kidding me. They're going to be watching. But they're already watching everything you're doing anyway. But the point is that they don't like free speech. Free speech is listen, read the First Amendment. What's it talk about? Free speech and freedom of religion. That was the greatest things the government always feared is people speaking back and speaking up.
Right.
But do I hear many Americans speaking up today? No. I don't. The few that do sometimes get their heads cracked, yes.
Right. Well, a lot of their language has been tempered in political correctness. Now, I believe that Donald Trump, with his election, this kind of gave fly over America, the unknown man and woman, to have a voice suddenly. Now, will that voice continue to echo, or will it just, rise up and kind of whimper and go away?
I think if Americans stay on, listen, Donald Trump represents us. Stay on his back. That's all I'm saying. You may love him. You may dislike him or whatever you do, but stay on his back. Again, presidents tend to get in power, most that I've ever seen, and they pursue the agenda of the so-called deep state.
Yes.
Pressure them not to do that. Yeah, they may listen to you if you stay on their back, your representatives, whoever, but you're going to have to participate in government. Most Americans I know have never contacted a representative, never complained about, even though they're upset by what's going on.
But it's almost like not voting, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not going to cast a vote, then what do you have to complain about? If you're not going to take a stand and let your elected officials know what's going on, then why bother, right?
Why bother? Yeah.
Yeah, we can't leave it to somebody else. Go ahead.
If you care about your neighbor, if you care about your children, if you care about your grandchildren, you'll do something about it. Listen, all you have to do is, like I say, go to our website, runfor.org, get up on the information. If that doesn't wake you up, folks, you cannot be awakened. And then to be honest with you, if you can't be awakened, you're like a dead person.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, put your money where your mouth is, too. John's being very humble. Go to his website and also support the Rutherford Institute and all the good work that they do. John Whitehead has been with us. John, thank you so much, as always. Happy New Year to you and Nisha. Thank you so much for always being there, ready to come on the show. You're always welcome here. 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
One of the 280 plus affiliates we have across this country or around the world via shortwave. We welcome you to Bill Martinez Live. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Don't forget to send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, and tell me if you want to be in the running for that Hillsong United DVD Blu-ray disc that we're giving away. We have a plethora, and so all you got to do is just drop me an email. It's that simple, okay? You know, we're told that we don't have because we don't ask. This is so simple. All you got to do, drop me an email. Tell me that you want to be in the running. We pull your name. Make sure you include your address, and you could be the proud owner of Hillsong's United DVD Blu-ray disc, Let Hope Rise, a movie that will blow you away. Craig Floyd is with us right now, President and CEO of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, and it's always an honor to have him with us, and he's got some new statistics to share with us. Craig, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thank you.
Well, we understand that we had a 20% increase compared to 2015 of law enforcement who have died in the line of duty nationwide, right?
Yeah, tough year for law enforcement. Unfortunately, it seems to be every year. Too many deaths. This year, 135 officers killed in the line of duty nationwide. And 64 of those officers, Bill, were shot to death. That's a 56% increase over the same time last year. And 21 of those shooting deaths for officers were ambush-style attacks, We've heard about a lot of them in the national news, but 21 is the highest number of ambush attacks against officers that resulted in fatality since 1995. Some bad things happening in the streets of America.
Are we seeing an increasing disrespect for authority in our country? Is that what these numbers are telling us?
I think you've hit the nail on the head. There is definitely a growing disrespect for the rule of law in our country. And who enforces those laws? Who is the most visible symbol of government and authority in America? It's certainly the uniformed officers patrolling our streets. And they seem to be under attack simply because of the uniform they wear, the job that they do. And when our officers are under attack, Bill, as you know, we're all at risk. And that's why we've got to rally around the men and women in law enforcement. They're out there trying to keep our community safe, putting their lives at risk in the process. And yet so often they hear hate-filled tirades and second-guessing and criticism directed against them every time they turn around. We've got to change this. And I think steps are underway to try to restore trust and better relations between the public and the officers who serve them. And I'm hopeful that in the coming months and years ahead, we're going to see these numbers decrease. We're going to see more support for law enforcement. And that's what it's going to take, I think, to keep our officers safe, keep our community safe.
Mm-hmm. Part of what the Memorial Fund does is to educate the public to understand who these officers, not only who they represent, but as you started to explain, who they are. I mean, these are people out of our own community, people just like us, that have made a choice to go and defend and protect us. And they all have families. They have children. You know, they've got futures. They've got hopes and dreams that they want to realize. And they're out there on our behalf to level the playing field against the bad guys so that, you know, we can live in peaceful neighborhoods.
Without question, I think we have to realize that our police officers are your neighbors. They have their kids in the same schools you do. They have the same feelings that you do. They are cut from a different cloth, and that's a good thing, because most of us could not deal with the challenges, the difficulties, the dangers that they have to deal with on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. But what we need to remember most of all, we certainly hear about the acts of courage and heroism that they display on a daily basis, but we don't hear nearly enough about the compassion of the men and women who serve us in law enforcement. So often, those are the untold stories. That's who officers are when nobody's looking. The homeless man that they stop to help on the way home to their families to make sure he has a blanket, food, money when he needs it. These are the stories that I get to hear every day, but most citizens do not.
Well, the narrative, like anything, when one voice is heard above the rest, where it's loud and disturbing, like what has been going on in the last several years, there's been a focus on law enforcement. And so, you know, for it to follow some of these, you know, expressions and unlawful expressions and now attacks on our law enforcement, you know, officers like this, you know, this is, you know, this is so deleterious on so many levels, Craig, as you know, and I appreciate all the work that you're doing on behalf of police and for the citizens that need to have a balance here. And I know that you're doing everything you can to kind of bring a balance to this because, you know, you're trying to ferret out all these emotions. Some things that I think are being expressed that are inappropriate. Maybe some things need to be discussed in a kind of venue, almost along the same lines as, you know, it's okay to have freedom of speech, but to yell fire in a theater when there's no fire just to cause a riot, that's against the law. And maybe we've had a little bit of the fire warning here in this situation, especially at times when we need to be careful about what is being incited out there, don't we?
Without question, and I think a statistic that really bears emphasis right now is of the 62 million interactions that officers have every year in this country with the citizens they protect and serve, they use or threaten the use of force less than 2% of the time. All right. Most of the time, our officers will do their jobs without ever having to resort to use of force. In fact, most officers, probably more than 90%, I've heard different stats, but more than 90% of the officers serving today will never fire their weapon in the line of duty. And yet, that unfortunately is the impression that too many people have, because occasionally when they do use force, that becomes the evening news. That's what you see on television and in the movies. But that's not reality. The reality is they're doing their jobs properly and professionally. More than 99% of the officers serving this year did not have a complaint of misconduct filed against them. Those are the facts. So that's the important thing to remember. And we're building a museum, Bill. I think you're aware of it. It's the National Law Enforcement Museum. It's being built right across the street from our National Memorial. It's now under construction. It's going to open in 2018. And when that museum opens, I think people are going to be awakened to the fact that law enforcement has served a vital role in our society for hundreds of years. The stories of compassion, courage will all be told there. People will get to walk in the officer's shoes, experience what it's like to go through officer training, what it's like to be a detective using forensic science, what it's like to be the dispatcher in the 911 emergency call center. And that museum opens in 2018, and I think it's going to go a long way to helping rebuild any trust that's been lost between the officers and the public they serve.
Well, Craig, the other thing I would like to see done, I agree with you. I think this is going to go a long way. But I think one of the things that we need to do, and you touched on this, that is that we hear the headline. When something happens, immediately we hear the big headline, and then the story gets lost in due process because it takes time. Due process is important. But there needs to be some go-to place that when these major issues or these things that happen in the news, that people can go to and say, how was this adjudicated? In the interest of transparency, what actually happened? Instead of some of this stuff becoming urban legend and people not understanding what's going on, I mean, we have a lot of anecdotal information and rallying cries that are put out there that are based on lies. And we need to have a go-to place to where, you know, people can, you know, look up these issues and say, okay, this is what happened in Ferguson. This was the final adjudication of what officers and what law enforcement, and including the attorney general, where that's appropriate, what their findings were, so that there, you know, it becomes inarguable. You know what I mean?
So often, you're exactly right. That part of the story is untold, and people just don't get to hear it. The fact of the matter is, decades ago, when the officers started putting cameras on the dashboards of their patrol vehicles, dash coms is how they're referred to, the complaints that were filed against officers, in more than 90% of the cases, the officer was exonerated by the dash com footage.
Yeah,
which
and we need
exactly
to get that out there in the interest of full disclosure. Craig Floyd, President and CEO of the National Law Enforcement Office.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
To Oregon and SoCal to Florida. Bill Martinez live. Hey, you know, every word that you say.
The music of Hillsong United, I got to tell you, you know, sometimes this word is overused, you know, when you talk about music and artists being anointed, and I can appreciate how some people may think that, but let me tell you, when you know when music has been anointed, when it touches you so deeply. And we're going to be visiting here with Dylan Thomas, who's with Hillsong United. And, of course, earlier this year, they released the movie that blew everybody's mind, Hillsong Let Hope Rise, the movie.
And it was so touching. And the movie itself, typical of Hillsong United, you could not come away. I mean, I don't know how people sat in their seats. They were applauding. They were raising their hands. They were celebrating. Mm-hmm. And Dylan Thomas, Dylan, of course, with Hillsong United, joined them at an early age. He grew up in Sydney, started attending Hillsong Church there when he was 11 years old, and began serving in Hillsong's kids ministry as a guitar player when he was 13, later served in both the youth ministry and the main church, and has been a member of Hillsong United for 11 years. Dylan, has this blown you away as well? The response, the blessing that Hillsong has been, not only to Australians, but around the world. You're singing the music that their song, that their hearts are longing to hear.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. I think it's just absolutely, I mean, you can't really put your finger on it, but I think that God's just, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just been such an amazing journey, and we're so grateful that we get to be part of this, and it's just been absolutely amazing, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, and you bring up a good point here, because I find myself, in the same sense of feeling as you're having right now, is how do finite people express an infinite God and emotions that are infinite, which is what I believe that Hillsong United is tapped into. So it is difficult to explain, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to quote, I mean, C.S. Lewis is amazing, where he says, you know, if I could comprehend God, then maybe it's not God that I've comprehended, you know. So I think that's for us, is, you know, we're always thinking about something that's so much greater than ourselves. That's always been, you know, what we're all about.
Mm-hmm. What was it like for you personally to be involved in this project?
To speak of the movie specifically, I mean, I think one of the things that was so special about this project was that we didn't really make the film about ourselves. We had a movie producer who came to one of our worship nights in Los Angeles and wanted to be a part of this. And so for us, it was so, I guess, so special to have someone from the outside wanting to try and, tell a little bit about our story, which is truly just that, you know, we're ordinary kids from Australia who were part of a youth ministry, and we just always wanted to put God first. And, there's nothing really extremely special about it, and we just wanted to put God first in everything that we did. And so to have someone, come and want to tell that story was just awesome, and we couldn't have asked for anything more.
Well, it was certainly, I guess you could say, ripe for the telling. The film explores Hillsong's humble beginnings and astonishing rise to prominence as an international church whose songs are sung every Sunday by more than 50 million people worldwide. I mean, that is incredible, Dylan. The range, the breadth of influence, and the stage that God has given you. And it really is God doing this, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think if there was ever a moment where we felt like we were doing it, then that wouldn't be right. And I think that one of the things we've always prayed in every aspect of what we've done, that God would be right front and center of everything we do. I think, you know, one of the things we prayed over the last album that we did was that really, you know, we wanted to build the best boat we could, but at the end of the day, God had to breathe and the sails. You know, we would set the sails, but he had to breathe on this thing. So at the end of the day, it's all about, I guess, giving our everything and giving our best, but that Jesus is front and center of everything that we're a part of. And I think the day that it becomes anything else, it's not right.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing that's encouraging is Hillsong, as we said, was born out of, the youth. It was the youth coming together. Its genesis was in the youth department, where probably, and this is something I think to behold by other churches, is that you have talent there in the pews, and the opportunity is to, how do you utilize that? How do you bring that into the body of Christ and give it, you know, a form and expression so that the talents are utilized? I mean, because there you are. I mean, you know, most 13-year-olds, I mean, they're not going to put you on the main, quote-unquote, main stage of a church, but it was being faithful in the little things, and God elevated you to the grander things, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could figure it out myself, but the reality is I think it's God's grace. I think, you know, one of the things that I think is so cool about our church is that it really is about raising up the next generation. And I was so fortunate enough to be around people that really believed in me and saw, I guess, something that maybe I didn't even see in myself, and that hopefully I would have, I'm doing the same for the next generation. I think that, you know, our youth is the future. And so I think our senior pastor, Brian and Bobby, just saw that in the youth ministry and wanted to, I guess, equip us and give us an opportunity to really express what was in our hearts. And so I think that we have to do the same for the next generation, just the same.
Dylan, how do you feel about the movie? I mean, I mentioned that you were blown away, but I mean, this probably has to touch such a deep part of you to realize this response. I mean, you guys know that you're popular. I mean, your social media presence reaches over 100 million people globally. I mean, you know, Donald Trump has a lot of people, but I mean, you dwarf him. Donald Trump could only wish that he could have 100 million people, even the president of the United States. I mean, which is such a grand thing because, you know, the message that you're carrying is much grander than any president of this country or any other country, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of uncomprehendable, but I think that's the nature of God. It's like I don't think we're meant to kind of figure this out. We just believe that God's put something in our heart, in our hands, and we're doing the very best with what's in our hands to express what's in our heart. So for us, that's been music, and that's been, I guess, an expression of our faith, and we just want to do the very best with that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, Dylan and the group have a real blessing for us because tomorrow, Hillsong, Let Hope Arise, the movie, releases on DVD and Blu-ray. So just in time for the holidays, if you missed it in the big screen, this is the one when you get the family together over the holidays that you'll want to watch more than once. Trust me. If it's been a while since you've gone through a goosebump episode, this will put goosebumps on top of the goosebumps. I mean, it will reconnect you and help you appreciate the true reason for the season. Not about the gifts that are under the tree, but that eternal gift that's in that little manger that is represented every year, the eternal gift that God himself gave to his creation so that we'd all be saved, right?
Absolutely. Amen.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Dylan, and all our best. We continue to pray for Hillsong United that you would all remain faithful to God's call on your lives. I mean, there's a lot of pressure when you have this kind of, you know, popularity. There's, there's a lot of pressure to do things, to step away and outside of the quote unquote anointing and think it's about you. And, we spoke earlier this year with another band member, with Matt Crocker. And
yeah.
you guys have such a heart of humility, and I know that it's got to be because of accountability, because you're prayerful about what you're doing, and you're above all, you don't want to do anything that'll dishonor the God that created the heavens and the earth.
Yeah, thank you so much. I think that's one of our biggest prayers, is that we'll always keep Jesus front and center. And like I said earlier, it's like the second it becomes about anything else, then I think it loses its power, and I think it takes the attention away from what it's truly about, and I think that's all about Jesus and putting him front and center.
Well, where can the people go for information on the movie?
I think it's hillsongmovie.com.
Yeah, hillsongmovie.com, right, uh-huh.
Yeah. And also hillsongunited.com.
/United, right, for the band, and get information there. So it's all right there. Dylan Thomas with Hillsong United. Congratulations on the movie. Released tomorrow. A must gift for all your.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice.